Now, it's time for Medved on Movies.
Al Gore is back, and you'll never guess what he's talking about. In his big follow-up to his smash hit documentary of 10 years ago, An Inconvenient Truth. This one is called An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power.
What were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you? This is global warming.
You bet it is. And the film follows former Vice President Gore in the course of his peripatetic life over nearly a year, meeting with world leaders in Paris, speaking to enthusiastic crowds in lecture halls, and trying to rouse the grassroots over an issue that he believes continues to menace humanity.
It's crunch time at the climate change conference in Paris.
Virtually every nation in the entire world agreed to get to zero greenhouse emissions. It is unprecedented.
It is right to save humanity.
Well, that's probably the least controversial statement in the film, which suffers from a profound internal contradiction. On the one hand, Vice President Gore is still a climate change alarmist. And on the other hand, he's celebrating the amazing progress that he personally has made on this issue. Which is it, a glorious new day for climate change activists or a desperate emergency threatening imminent destruction? Actually, even that internal tension isn't enough to give this film the energy or impact of the original Inconvenient Truth. It's so slow-moving that even though some of it may be true, none of it is at all powerful. 1.5 stars.